there is an alternative.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Monday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, live all across the world on the Devil Radio app. Right here on Devil Radio, we originate in Madison, Wisconsin. We've got our affiliates in Chicago, WCPT 820 AM. We've said goodbye for now to KTNF. We've got WAUK 540 AM in the Milwaukee, Waukesha area, the Shaw 101 FM, and of course, our friends KGOE 1480 and 92.7 FM out there in Northern California. You know, I'm less friendly to you Eureka folks after that 49ers game this weekend. That was a hell of a weekend of football. Just too bad. My team was on the wrong side, so I expect we'll talk a little football, take a little shade from a few of the fans who are around the NFC North and around the nation. 844-967-2789. I got to come and bring my beating. But before you do, let me throw out a new topic for the hour. Have you noted what Newt Gingrich and a few Republicans are now saying is going to happen when they win back the House? And they have every expectation that they're going to win back the House of Representatives. Chris Eliza over at The Point, CNN. Newt Gingrich thinks members of the January 6th committee should be threatened with jail time. He went on the Maria Bartiromo, the Foxy Business News. Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House. Let me read a little from Saliza's piece, and then we'll get your reaction on the phones. As the House's January 6th committee continues its work to get to the bottom of what happened before, during, and after the U.S. Capitol riot, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich has a warning for them. If Republicans take over the House, you could well be arrested. Yes, really. Here's his quote. I think then you have a Republican Congress. This is all going to come crashing down, Gingrich told Fox's Maria Bartiromo. And the wolves are going to find out that they're now sheep. And they're the ones who are, in fact, I think, face a real risk of jail for the kinds of laws they're breaking. And then Saliza asks, which raises a simple question. What laws does Gingrich believe the members of the committee, which includes two Republican House members, are violating exactly? It will surprise you not at all that A, Gingrich didn't say, and B, Bartiromo didn't ask. What she did say, well, this is such great analysis. The closest Gingrich got to actually explaining himself was when he told Bartiromo that the members of the House committee were literally just running over the law, pursuing innocent people, adding that it's basically a lynch mob. Is that what it is, Newt? We'll skip this. A little bit more here from a differing source. Matt Gaetz. You remember Matt Gaetz, the guy that's probably soon to be indicted for, you know,
A little sex trafficking
of a minor girl. But anyways, Matt Gaetz went on the Insurrectionist podcast with Steve Bannon this morning.
The War Room.
Yeah, the War Room. Here is what Gaetz had to say to Bannon. I'll read a little of this article. I found this at the Raw Story. I should know this, one of my favorite sites. Without being prompted, Gaetz complained about the investigation during an appearance on Steve Bannon's War Room pandemic podcast. The Florida Republican explained the concept of a cutout where a group or person is activated, giving the government a reason to respond. Gaetz argued that the purported sex trafficking investigation had the same pattern is the impeachment of former President Donald Trump in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Here's Gates' logic. Understand, he is the accused. Using a cutout seems like exactly what they're trying to do to me, Gates told Bannon. We're going to take power, and when we do, it's not going to be the days of Paul Ryan and Trey Gowdy where the Republicans go limp-wristed, where they lose their backbone and fail to send a single subpoena. No, it's going to be the days of Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, those are some fine teammates. Gaetz claimed the Department of Justice has gone totally off the rails because of the investigation of him, of course. There's a pattern that is consistent through the Russia hoax. Sounds a lot like Trump if I do the voice. Through the Ukraine matter, through my matter, through January 6th, he said. And that is that if you have these gray operators that are adjacent to the intelligence community, it gets kind of conspiratorial here, folks. They go and activate other people to deceit a lie, the congressman continued, or engage in an activity that then gives the national security apparatus the authority to do something that they wouldn't otherwise be able to do. Now, are you talking about your wingman, the tax collector guy from Florida? You and he were sharing some young girls. You were trading them back and forth, paying them via Venmo. Is that the sort of cutout seating you reference, Rep. Gaetz? Gaetz posited that the events that led up to the sex trafficking investigation were likely part of a government operation to take him down. I'm starting to wonder whether or not they tried to do to me was extortion or an operation, and more, it looks like an operation. Yes. But he also says, in a differing article, same interview, differing article, he also says that yes, effectively, Newt Gingrich has it right. We will be the ones investigating and jailing the Democrats, you know, because we win back the House. See how that works?
He's right. I mean, it's a
partisan prosecutions.
And it is a federal, you know, they're federal charges. So, hey.
How's Matt Gaetz going to level federal charges against anyone on the January 6th committee?
Oh, no chance.
As Bartiromo failed to ask, and what charges would those be? On what criminality would you seek charges? You can't just throw someone in jail because you don't like them. Gableman here in the state of Wisconsin, he hasn't learned that either. That's kind of fascistic. 844-967-2789. Lots of nice people waiting on the phones. And CJ, we'll get to them. Chris from Sun Prairie. Welcome, Chris. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mike. Well,
been too long, Chris. Hope you're well.
Pardon?
I said it's been too long since I saw you and Jerry. I hope you're well.
Yeah, we're doing okay. Yeah, it's been a while. I thought your answer on Fox was really great. I really enjoyed that. I really think that we have to bring out, I know this is a different subject than what you just brought up, and I'll get to that one, but I really think it's important that we bring out that poverty and lack of opportunity, these things bring crime levels up and all the bad things in society. So thank you for doing that, and I'm glad your son's okay. As far as the Republicans doing exactly what Newt Gingrich says they're going to do, believe them. I believe totally they'll do this. And I think that they can lock people up. I mean, I've seen it done before. Don Spiegelman, you know, he was in jail for a long time, and he had like over 100 attorney generals and other politicians of both parties saying that case.
Spiegelman is the former governor of the state of Alabama or something of the sort, Chris.
Yeah.
He kind of got Shawshank Redemptioned into prison, is my understanding. And I've only heard his tale told on, like, Tom Hartman's show. But Siegelman's got a hell of a sad story. And he literally spent, what, time in federal or state prison?
He did. He did many years. I think it may have been, like, 6 years. They finally got him out, but this man didn't do anything. I mean, there were a lot of people saying it was a miscarriage of justice. But I think what they did with Benghazi is a really good example of what we're going to see if they do get in office, and I don't think that we can allow that to happen.
Yeah.
Because while they're doing that theater on one side, they're going to be passing all kinds of terrible legislation that we're probably not going to know about, and they're going to probably ram it through like what they do here in the legislature in Wisconsin.
Well, at least currently,
I mean,
though,
push stuff through.
But Chris, much like the dynamic here in the state of Wisconsin, Republican gerrymandered and controlled legislature, I mean, There might be the benefit of gerrymandering, but there's still going to be a Democratic veto in the person of Joe Biden, much like there is in Tony Evers. Let's hope he keeps his office and wins re-election here in the state of Wisconsin. But even if we have a Republican Congress, they can't pass anything without Joe Biden's signature.
Yeah, but even like in the state of Wisconsin, you look at DeVito helped. It helps to stop really bad stuff, but it doesn't help us get really good stuff through because they won't let us get the good stuff through. They don't want that stuff. I mean, I think the hard and the soft infrastructure were a good example of that. I mean, the hard infrastructure should have never been passed without the soft infrastructure. I think that was the whole mistake. If you're bargaining, you don't say, oh, sure, we'll give up everything that we want for everything that you want to go on the table now.
Well, Chris, whether or not we like that smaller infrastructure bill, and I do appreciate your call, sister, and I hope you and Jerry are well, but the vice president is in Milwaukee. She hopefully has 5:40 a.m. on the radio dial right now, hopefully listening to my voice. But the vice president is in Milwaukee today touting that smaller bipartisan infrastructure bill because, of course, it's the only one they've passed through the Congress and Joe Biden signed it. 844-967-2789, going back to the phones. Tom from McFarland, you're next, Tom. What do you got for us?
Thanks for taking my call. Just adding on to what the previous caller just said, you got Republicans, they govern by the shell game. And Gingrich is playing to the base. And you're going to start hearing, lock them up, lock them up, lock them up. And it's all for show because they know that there's nothing they can do. For example, they stop the steal. You still have Republicans who say that, well, the reason why none of this was heard properly was because there wasn't a court in the land that would allow the Trump campaign to submit evidence. And they ignore the fact, or they just don't know the fact, that the campaign was afforded multiple opportunities to present evidence. In fact, in some cases, they were ordered to present evidence, and each and every time the campaign in court, an actual court, said, well, we don't actually have any evidence. We're not alleging fraud. We're alleging something else. But they still go back to the court of public opinion saying that no court is allowing us to put the evidence out there. And
no, you make a great point, Tom. I appreciate you listening. The fact that there have been no indictments, I also think, leads the court of public opinion to think in regards to the January 6th, there were no insiders. There were no big cheeses involved. When those indictments start coming down, Tom, I think perceptions will change rapidly. At least I'm hoping for it. Come back, more devils.